with me this morning is Dr. Andreas Meyer, Associate Professor of Surgery and Pediatrics and the Division Chief for Pediatric Surgery at Upstate Golisano Children's Hospital. Welcome, Dr. Meyer. How are you today?
How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for coming in. So I understand you're new here in Central New York. How long have you been here?
We just moved here end of June, and we had been a few times to look for a place to live, but we just relocated from the Midwest, we are pretty happy to be here.
Well, you certainly picked a great summer to have arrived, because this is an unusually great summer for us here in Central New York, but I'm hoping that you don't find the winter a little oppressive. Have you lived in climates?
I haven't experienced it yet, but I hear it's interesting.
But that's a good word for it, interesting.
We lived in Pennsylvania for 6 years,
okay.
So we're used to a little bit of winter.
Yeah.
I grew up in Germany, where we are very well used to lots of snow.
We're in Germany.
Very southern part, very close to Salzburg. Close to the Alps.
A beautiful area.
Can see the Alps from my house.
Oh, wow.
Home, where I was at home. So.
Yeah, that's a beautiful part of the world.
Very pretty.
I have had some time.
Lots of snow, though.
Lots of snow, but beautiful views and beautiful countryside. So anyway, to help us understand, I mean, people don't really always understand what it means to be a pediatric surgeon. Tell us about that. What does it mean? What do you do?
Well, pediatrics basically means that we are focusing our practice on children. And so basically you could think of us as the good old-fashioned general surgeon, but we only deal with children. So it's a little different than being an adult general surgeon, because we see a lot of surgical problems that you would not see in the adult world.
Like.
One of our special training deals with newborns, and we see a lot of congenital anomalies related to the chest, related to the abdomen, related to pretty much all organ systems that we deal with, and that require some specific surgical skills that require extra training beyond just a general surgery residency program.
What strikes me right off the bat is the size involved. I mean, you're working with very, very small organ systems and very, very small body parts, and it must require a tremendous amount of dexterity.
I can tell you we operate from the smallest patient I ever operated on was 500 grams. The largest patient I ever operated on was about 250 pounds. So
that's quite a range.
It's a fairly large range. And so you have to be a little bit flexible in our practice. We have days where we operate on a teenager who is an adult-sized person, and then we have a newborn that we have to operate on.
Wow.
So you scale down quite a bit on those little patients, obviously.
Amazing, amazing. So give us an example of the kinds of problems you were alluding to, the congenital anomalies. But when you're talking about children, what are the other kinds of things that you may see?
In newborns, as I said, we deal with problems of the diaphragm, meaning the breathing muscle. Sometimes babies are born with a hole in that we have to repair. We deal with a lot of bowel anomalies, where the bowel is not formed correctly. We deal with other chest anomalies, like lung masses and so forth. So it's a wide variety of different things that we deal with. As far as children go, there's a fair amount of general surgery there. We see a lot of kids with appendicitis, one of the more common ones. We see a lot of patients that have hernias. But then we see some rare things. We see kids with intussusception, which means that bowel is stuck inside bowel. That sometimes requires surgical repair. We deal with children that have tumors that need to be removed in collaboration with our friends in pediatric oncology. We deal with, again, with chest problems, kids that have pneumonia, that have also some infection around the lung, sometimes need surgical help with that. So it's a potpourri of different things, which makes it kind of fun, for a surgeon at least, makes it kind of
very
fun.
Very interesting.
Because we see
yeah.
a lot of rare things
and
a lot of different things.
So you wouldn't necessarily be doing the work with someone, let's say, who's born with a cleft palate or with a problem in the heart. Those are pretty
right.
much subspecialties.
There are certain things that we do not do, and that would be any kind of neurosurgery. We help our friends in neurosurgery sometimes if they have to do something in the abdomen. We do not do major bone injuries. That's more something for the pediatric orthopedic surgeons. And we do not do cardiac surgery per se, even though we deal with lung issues, but not with the structural problems of the heart.
With the heart per se.
Right.
Interesting. So you really do a majority of things, maybe just a few other small areas that you don't get involved with. What area within all the things that you do, what's your particular area of expertise or interest?
Again, everything is interesting in pediatric surgery, which makes it kind of fun. I have a lot of interest in from a medical standpoint in small incisions, meaning minimal invasive surgery. So that field has progressed quite nicely over the last 20 years in pediatric surgery as well. So most of the standard operations, or a lot of the standard operations that we do, are done with small incisions these days. For example, appendectomies and so forth. Sometimes it gets a little bit more challenging, especially when you deal with newborns or small children because of the size. You can imagine that doing little camera and little instruments in little patients makes it more challenging. But I would say from a medical standpoint, that is the area that I'm most interested in.
The minimally invasive. I was going to actually ask you about that because there's so much that's changing in the world of medicine at large and surgery in particular with all these new minimally invasive techniques that are coming out, endoscopic, laparoscopic, guided, basically visually guided or image guided techniques. How do you envision or do you envision it making a difference in the way your subspecialty is functioning today or how it will change over time?
I think you always have to keep an open mind. The fact that pediatric surgery deals with small patients has led in many cases that some of the new advances in surgery were a little bit slow to be implemented in pediatric surgery. We were a little bit behind in the minimal invasive revolution of the early 90s. Now I would say pediatric surgery has pretty much caught up and just doing certain things that are pretty novel. I think there's some things coming down the pike that might be very revolutionary and might be more specific for pediatric surgery. There
like
are some
what?
People in the country working on magnets in certain ways of trying to reconnect the esophagus in certain patients with newborn problems. There are interesting new sutures coming out that kind of help with doing more advanced minimally invasive surgery in little babies. So there's a lot of things that might pan out at being revolutionary.
Any hope for something like robotics? Because I know that's a big field in surgery as well.
There is, again, robotics is, in pediatric surgery, is not used very widely. There are certain indications, again, mostly because of the size
restriction
limitations. There are certain indications where people do it. A lot of the, even advanced laparoscopic surgery in children is done without a robot.
Okay, interesting. So how does one become a pediatric surgeon? I mean, it's obviously a very long road.
I can give you the short or the long story, but
we've only got a little bit of time left.
I'll give you the quick long story.
Yeah,
then.
The quick long story.
Yeah, you basically, to become a pediatric surgeon, you have to do the usual general surgery rotations of a residency program, which is usually 5 years, to be competitive to get into pediatric surgery because it's a small field and very sought after. You usually have to do at least 2 years of research. After that, you have to do a two-year fellowship that's specifically pediatric surgery. And so you're talking about...
A decade.
decade of training after medical school, which is another 4 years.
Incredible. It's quite a
long road, but it's very, very rewarding field.
It's obvious that you feel that way. And we're very, very lucky to have you here in Central New York. And we're so excited that you're going to add to this wonderful group of people that have come on board the Golisano. So thanks so much for being with us today. My guest has been Dr. Andreas Meyer. He's Associate Professor of Surgery and Pediatrics and the Division Chief for Pediatric Surgery at Upstate Golisano Children's Hospital. Stay with us. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.